If you want to feed him every day, you put it in a trough. See? And you can't put enough in there because if it rains, unless you got a top over it. But he'll try to root it out if you don't have slats across the trough. About that far apart, they'll just get in a trough and root the feed out. Now they've got these feeders that you can get them with about 12 holes around the bottom and then flaps on them. And you fill this big tank up, you can get him to hold a ton of feed. And you fill that up, and he just comes in, raises that flap up, sticks his head in, then goes eating his feed. When he moves his head, the flap falls down. That's the way most of them's feeding hogs now.
Say, talking about this trough, say if you had three or four of those, you'd say I have three or four.
Troughs, okay. That's what you'd say.
And, the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
I always call him bellers.
Okay. What about the noise that a cow makes?
He's lowing.
Mm-hmm. Is that a gentle noise? Or?
Well, it's according to what she's lowing about. Take her calf away from her. That don't sound such pleasant lowing.
Okay.
You can tell.
What about the noise that a horse makes?
You mean,
say when he recognizes you or recognizes... Man?
Well,
the gentle noise when he recognizes another horse, maybe.
Well, he's braying. That's a good sign. I mean, I used to have a horse that I could drive up at night and she'd bray. That's right. I could come in at 2 o'clock in the morning and that horse would bray. She'd know who it was.
Did you ever hear a whinny or nick or a laugh? Or
nope, never have heard it called. I've heard it called winker. A lot of people call it braying.
It's the same noise that you're talking
about. Yeah, it's the same noise.
Say if you had to feed the hens and turkeys and geese and so forth, you'd say you had to go out and feed the...
Go out and feed the stock. Chickens or something like that.
Would you use the word chickens to mean the turkeys and geese as well as the hens?
Well, I don't know. It's according to how many I have. If I had a bunch of chickens and a bunch of geese, I'd say I've got to go feed the chickens and the geese.
And a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a...
Setting hen.
And the place where you keep chickens is a...
Chicken yard.
What about a shelter, maybe for the hen and the chicks?
Well, that'd be a chicken shelter.
Do you ever hear coop or cook?
Yeah. But that was always a smaller place to me. A coop was something that was full, maybe not quite as high as that table over there. It would have a tin top on it. And you'd have a little door to it. And I've heard women say I've got to go out and put my chickens in the coop. And a shelter is something that you can walk under and go inside yourself.
I see. And when you're eating chicken, you know you have a bone that goes like this?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's the pulley bone.
Are there any stories about that?
Oh, they say they are, but I don't think there's much truth in them.
What are they?
Well, boy and girl reach under the table and break the pulley bone, and the one that gets the long one, they get the whoosh. They make a whoosh before they break it. And the one that gets the short one, he don't get his whoosh.
Yeah.
You ever done that?
I've heard that.
You ever done that?
I don't think so.
I did a time or two in my life.
Did it work?
Yeah. Well, nothing to do with it.